Here with me now is Jay Root at TexasTribune.org. You got a lot of details on this James Leininger event, this event that took place out in the Texas Hill Country, I guess where it was tight security. People could get in, you know, if they were on the guest list and they had their IDs with them, and, you know, a certain group of Christian evangelicals who the governor will need their support, you know, very likely. It's part of his strategy to try to sew up the GOP nomination. And maybe, you know, meeting with them privately like this is possibly more important than the big response event in Houston. Talk about how this played out.
I think you're right. You think you're onto something there, that this is a very important way to reach out to a very important constituency. He met with about 200 social conservatives from around the nation. I'm told there were a lot of mid-level type GOP activists, like former state directors for different campaigns in states. And the ground rules were that they had to be uncommitted, have an open mind. It was specifically not a fundraiser. I think at one point they were told, if you guys are interested in, you know, giving a check, some people have come up to me and said they want to give a check, go see Mr. Leininger. And they, you know, some people did, but it was specifically not a fundraiser. It didn't come off as a slick campaign event. It was sort of a retail politics in a closed level. Perry got to spend a lot of time with these people, and there were some very pointed questions. They really wanted to feel him out, really wanted to poke and prod, as mm-hmm. he said that he was getting have done to him in Iowa. So,
right. What kind of pointed questions? What kind of things do they want to know?
It was mainly, as you might imagine, these are social conservatives. They wanted to know about social issues. They wanted to know about his stand on immigration. They wanted to know about the HPV controversy. As you know, Perry recently acknowledged that he made a mistake by issuing an executive order in 2007 to require teenage girls to get that HPV vaccine. That came up. He was also asked if there was anything in his private life that would embarrass them going forward in this presidential campaign. And Anita Perry was at his side, and he said, no, there was not.
Well, and I guess that would follow some of these reports and the big ad that was taken out in the Austin Chronicle, where you've got this guy, Robert Morrow, asking if anybody's ever had sex with Governor Perry. I want to know about it. That guy's certainly a gadfly, but got national coverage. So I wonder if that gets the governor's backup at all. I mean, was there an indication as far as what his mood was like when he was answering that question, what his, I mean, he's got his wife by his side, but did that make him angry to have to answer a question like that?
I'm told he handled himself extremely well. I mean, the people that I talked to were honestly very impressed with him, and I think he did himself some good. Mm-hmm. And no, he didn't get his back up. He said, and I think this is part of campaigns now. I mean, no matter what has happened, there's no evidence of anything happening, but there always comes up. There's always this aspect of politics, and these are people that want to commit to somebody and be sort of a foot soldier in his campaign, and so they want some reassurance that everything's going to be okay, and then we're going to go out and, you know, hit the fan out across the country and in their respective states and work hard and get volunteers, and they want to believe in him.
I think you had touched on something important there, which is maybe kind of a change in media culture, whereas previously, you know, decades ago, if there was an accusation about some, you know, high-ranking official or some politician, the media source in general would say, or the media outlet would say, well, what's your proof for that? And they would never run the story unless there was proof that the accusation might have some truth to it. A lot of times now, it seems like the accusation itself can be the story, as we saw with the, you know, the ad that was in the Austin Chronicle.
Yeah, of course the media culture has changed. I mean, who can argue with that? Mm-hmm. I think you have to look at each story as you go along and evaluate whether something rises to a level of a story. For me, if you know, the having a governor running for president, being asked a variety of pointed questions at this meeting, this very unusual, and I'm told, really, some of the people that talked to me about it, extraordinary, really, how much time he spent and how hard he's working this evangelical vote, which is so key in these primaries. I think it's just fascinating. I think it's a fascinating, forget the media culture. Think about the political strategy of holding these types of meetings, these retreats like this. A source that talked to me said, I've never, in my 30 years in politics, I've never seen anything